Blog Talk Radio.
You abandoned me. Love don't live anymore.
R&B on me. Can you put that R&B on me? R&B on me. Come and put that R&B on me.
Hey, hey, Sheree, hey, Sheree. Gonna play that new heat. Gonna play that new heat. New innovative swag. New innovative swag. Keep it ringing through the street. Keep it ringing through the street.
R&B on me, can you put that R&B on me? R&B on me, come and put that R&B on me.
Hey, hey, Sheree, hey, Sheree, gonna play that new heat, gonna play that new heat, new innovative swag, new innovative swag. Keep it ringing through the street, keep it ringing through.
Another day is gone. While you're living your life, I'm just living all alone. And this is all because I can't see myself with no one but you, baby. And this ain't
healthy.
I try to talk to my mama, but there's no way she can
help me.
I try praying to God, but all my prayers just come up
empty.
Girl, my heart is
heavy.
Tell me what I gotta do to make it come back. She got a new man, I'm still trying to move on. Tell me,
is it wrong
that I still think about the times when we made love?
And when I lay down and dream of you, it hurts me so much that you left, but I just can't let you go.
And when I wake up, I'm looking at your picture, wishing I can call and say I miss her, cause they say the same.
Time and time you never leave.
Now I'm feeling incomplete,
and all I wanna do is be by your side.
R&B Thursdays with A. Sheree. This is a special show on Countdown to the Homeless Women's and Children Benefit Weekend, August the 1st at the Apache Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. The event will consist of Feeding Homeless Mothers and Children co-ed basketball game and day party showcase for this special event. R&B Thursdays is the home of independent artists with me, Aisha Ree. Tune in Thursday evenings for your chance to hear some awesome interviews, entertainment news, and more with your favorite host, Aisha Ree. Today, we have some exciting artists featuring on tonight's show, which includes artists Ivan Kelly, B4L, and Revelation. Stay tuned, because after the break, we have our first interview with Ivan Kelly, the talented young man that sang That's the Way God Planned It in the film Joyful Noise, starring Queen Latifah. Let's go to the break.
From the look of the blue in the sky, it's gonna be a sunny day. I feel free, I feel free. Baby, it's you that got into me, yeah. You make me sing melodies. Time with you is poetry. Words are written in my heart. Never trapped as a good side. Nothing's left to learn, baby, when the page turns. Cause there's no end to a fairy tale. And we will do very well if you let me into the book. Love is all it does.
Joy, peace, and harmony is what you have in me. Is what you have in me. Sunny days, clear sky, is this way with you and I. That's all we need. That's all we need.
In my dreams, perfect picture in the magazine. Me on a beach with the stars in our reach. I'm at ease when I'm with you. I know you feel it too. Falling in love all over again. Real love never ends. Memories are in the wind today. Our love is renewed every day. Like the birds in the sky, we will fly.
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is R&B Thursdays with Aisha Ree. This is a totally live show, so you guys are prepared for a treat. I'm hoping that you guys are preparing for a treat. I would like to introduce first guest, Ivan Kelly.
Hey.
Now,
what's up?
Now, Ivan Kelly, I've seen him perform when he was only 10 years old. I'm thinking it was 10 or 8. He was at Cafe 290. Mm-hmm. He was performing Michael Jackson, and I was like, who is that kid? And I was so excited just to be able to interview you today. So, hey, Ivan, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm very awesome. Can you let the listeners know a little bit about you and what you are currently working on today?
Well, as you said, I go by the name of Ivan Kelly. I'm a singer, songwriter, actor, producer. I was in the movie Joyful Noise with Queen Latifah, Dolly Parton, and Kiki Palmer. I was in an off-Broadway show called King Michael. We traveled all around the world with that, and we had a lot of fun. Right now what I'm doing is working on my project. So, you know.
What project is that?
It's my album, actually. My album. We're working on my album and getting ready to release some more singles. So.
Oh, wow. You're going to release one to us, too, right?
Yes, of course. Just, you guys
that
are going to be
awesome.
The first.
I cannot wait. You know, I like to play every first one. I don't care.
I got you. Thank you, though. That's support.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. I really want to know if you are excited about the Homeless Women and Children Benefit Show.
Yes, I'm very excited. You know, when my dad told me about it, I was just like, that's perfect. It's just time to give back. And we're about to have a lot of fun. So I hope everybody, you know. Yep.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're going to love it because there's going to be a lot of things to look forward to helping homeless women and children.
Yes.
You know, it's just awesome. It's just awesome. It's gonna make you feel even better the next day because you'll be like, man, I did that.
That's awesome.
I love it. Can you tell us what the event means to you?
It means a lot to me. You know, like I come from a family of a lot of love and a lot of giving. So you know, it's just the way that I've been raised. So, you know, it just means a lot to me to give back and, you know, help the ones that needs it and some of the ones that don't because you'll still get blessed at the end of the day. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Ivan. Well, Ivan, it was really nice having the opportunity to speak with you tonight. You're welcome. You are very welcome. We are about to highlight the single that we put in rotation. And I'm hoping that you will sing a little bit of it, or most of it.
Most of it?
Well,
I mean,
yeah, but
you.
First I want you, before you even sing a little, or most of it, before you sing most of it, I want you to tell us about the song that you are about to sing. Tell us how you created the song and tell us about it.
Well, actually, it actually came through one of the producers on our team. His name is Brad Young. He came out of New York. He wrote a lot for Jodeci on their last album, and he did a great job on there. So when we got the chance to work with him, you know, we took it. And the name of the song is called She About That Life, and it's just a real hype song, you know, and I just love it. I can party to it all day, every day. I actually just came from rehearsal, and I went through it about 10 extra times because I love that song so much. So,
I love it too.
Thank you. So, you know,
you're welcome.
It's a turn up song, but at the same time, it's a 18 year old and up song. So, you know.
I can tell it's a growing song for you.
Yeah, it is.
Me and Father was talking about that the other time. He was like, he's getting older now.
Yeah,
he's singing grown man songs.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that's awesome.
It's about that time.
Yeah. Would you like to sing a little bit for us?
Oh, of course. I sing the first verse and a little bit of the chorus. And I hope you guys enjoy it. She got it poppin', yeah. She bring out the millionaire. Yeah. She got tattoos on her thigh. She bust the watch. She bring a young man to tears. Oh. I've been searching for the girl since the last time I was here. Love just finally came my way, and I got a bag full of Monday, and we gon' spend it. She bout the life. She got a lot of hiccups. Hands up the booty popping. She bout the life. Gon' make 'em throw it up. Yeah, she bout the life. The life, the life. Yeah. She work it, work, work, work. She work it, work, work, work. You are killed. Oh, no hurt. That's just a little bit of it right there.
Oh, my goodness. That was awesome, y'all.
Thank you.
Awesome,
thank you.
Awesome. And I'm going to see if we got this in rotation yet. Do we have this in rotation yet, engineer?
No. Keep going.
All right. So this is R&B Thursdays with A. Cherie. That song was definitely amazing and number one in my charts. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the lines are now opening for any questions for Ivan Kelly.
I got a question for the young brother.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hey, listen, Brother Ivan, first of all, I want to say, man, that was acapella, that was no music. Bro, you had me, like, ready to go to the club, man, I'm serious. It was nice. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, I'm really serious, too. You said you put that in your rotation. Listen, if it's out, you know, I'm sure you're going to let us know where it's at. But my question is this. Number one is, who was your main influence as you was coming up, and how do you cope with the industry as you entered into the industry at a young age?
See, like that whole question, all I got to say is my dad. Like, my dad, he's been there since day one, and, you know, I wanted to follow in his footsteps, and he's been guiding me every step of the way, and he's been protecting me every step of the way. So without him, you know. Pops.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes. That was my question. It's good to know that your father's by your side, because as I've been in the industry with my child as well, the industry can be kind of dirty. Can I just ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
Where was the best performance that you ever had?
My best performance was in Las Vegas. I opened up for Full Force, the Force and Bees, Vanilla Ice, Cisco, and I think I was like 9 at the time, I believe, 9 or 10 at the time. And it was my first big show, opened up in Vegas at the Las Vegas Hilton, and for two nights straight. So, you know, it was great, a great experience, and, you know, I learned from it, gained from it, and, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great, man. I want to just say you got a fan, brother. I'm an OG, I'm an old soldier, but I like that joint, so that's nice, man.
Thank you for
allowing me to ask you them questions.
No problem, man. Thanks for asking.
All right, we're going to take some more callers. If anyone has the number to call, please dial us. Do we have another caller, Carlito?
No, everybody's kind of like being quiet, but they're enjoying it in the back room. They definitely enjoying his music.
Okay, cool things. Okay, Ivan Kelly, let everybody know how to contact you through social media.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram at Ivan Kelly, Ivan_Kelly, IVAN_KELLEY. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, the official Ivan Kelly, and everything else, or you can just Google me, Ivan Kelly, and all my information will come up. So that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Thank you, Ivan Kelly. Don't go anywhere because you're welcome. Do not go anywhere because next we have an awesome group coming up by the name of B4L. This is R&B Thursdays with A'Cherie. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Ivan.
No problem. No
problem. Trying to keep it calm for ya. Keep it in perspective for ya. You done learned your lesson, dear. Didn't I tell ya to let these doors fix you up?
Close. Watch me go. I'm not with it. You ain't worth it. And I ain't.
thinking, I'm still thinking about what I could do to you. Press a button, say to make you feel uncomfortable. Do something to make you feel comfortable. Get you comfortable, get you vulnerable. Open up some more. All the things I said are running through my head now. Think I'm gonna stay now. I don't wanna wait now. Oh, I see it all. It's written on my face now. Don't know what to say now. Got me feeling so good now. So, out of my mind, out of my mind again. Out of my mind, out of my mind again. Out of my mind, out of my mind again. Again, again. Out of my mind, out of my mind again. Out of my mind, out of my mind again. Out of my mind, out of my mind again. Again, again. Out of my mind. Out of my mind. And your car is rushing. Can I call your bluff? Admit it, I got you blushing. And I know that you can feel it. I'm thinking things when I think I'm not just speaking. While I'm speaking, I'm still thinking about what I could do to you. Make you nervous. Did I get you in your feelings? It's not on purpose. I hope I'm not revealing how badly I want you. I want to. I need to.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is R&B Thursdays with Aisha Ree. We hope you enjoyed our first guest, Ivan Kelly, and we're going to continue this musical flow with B4L. First off, B4L are coming all the way from New York City, I mean, to bless us with their wonderful voices for the homeless women and children's benefit. I actually met them through a friend of mine, which is the cousin of Sanai. Did I say that right, Sanai?
Yeah, Sanai, yeah.
Sanai. And yeah. When I heard their voices on the track, my mouth completely dropped. And that track was called Comforter. Now before I begin with you guys, I want you guys to tell us a little bit. First of all, how are you? What's up?
We good. Everything good.
That's wonderful. Please let the listeners know a little bit about you guys and what you are currently working on right now. What projects are you working on?
Well, we're currently working on an album. It's called The Chronicles of Love and Pain.
Cool.
Yeah, that's we just got about 2 weeks ago. We had our Rochester Summer Fest, so we opened up for a bunch of national artists: Rico Love, Salt and Pepper, just to name it, Blackstreet, Next, the group Next. So we connect with them, you know, getting advice from them about performing and stuff like that, and just been grinding, man, working to finish this album off, putting the final touches on it.
Wow, that's awesome. What was it like working on with those people? What was it like? Tell us something about how you felt opening a show for them.
It was a lot of fun. Definitely a good experience, you know, to see the people that kind of paved the way for R&B. Like, as we was coming up as kids, we listened to them, so it was pretty good to actually perform with them.
Wow. How long y'all been singing together?
Singing together probably, like, for a while, like, maybe, like, some like 7 years or something. But as a group...
Ooh, 7 years?
Yes. We sung backup for each other or something, like, because we all started out as solo artists pretty much, and then we just formed a group together. But the group only been together like a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just a year? Oh, man, y'all sound good, yo. Y'all sound really good. When I got y'all's track, I was like, you know, this is awesome. I got to play this over and over and over and over and over again. I know I said that like 100 times, but it's like over and over and over again. That's like my track that I just love, and have to play the whole song, so I can't even cut it. I can't even cut it to a shorter, you know, version if I wanted to, because I love the song too much, so I have to spread it out and just keep it flowing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Are you excited about the Homeless Women and Children Benefit Show?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we like to help out in any way we can, pretty much.
Wow. Can you tell us what this event means to you?
For the homeless, we care about the homeless. So, whatever we can help out with, we definitely will. If we need it for anything, we pretty much try to help and do our best to do whatever we can.
That's awesome. It's very awesome. B4L, it was a pleasure to have the opportunity to speak with you tonight. We are about to play one of your... You're welcome. We are about to play one of your latest tracks, and I personally love it. But before we play your latest track, I want you guys to introduce the song that you are going to sing for us live. And then, let the listeners know about that song, and then I want you guys to sing it live, and then we're going to play your track right after.
The song is called He Don't. It's on our album called The Chronicles of Love and Pain. We'll be releasing that with the album on. And we're trying to get it done before the summer, hopefully, God willing. That's pretty much it.
Okay, I'm ready to hear something. Let's go.
Girl, let me be the one you want and need and more. I'll be right here for sure. Cause you're what I'm looking for, and I adore you. Girl, don't let me go.
Don't let me go, no.
But girl, let me go. I'll give you all my love. Cause baby, my heart belongs to you. Cause baby, my heart belongs to you.
There you go.
Oh my goodness! Can I get that first? Can I get that first album? Like, can I get the first copy? I just want the first copy. I want a signature too, like an autograph or something. Oh my goodness! Like, I'm about to faint. Okay, yeah, that's nice. Love it, guys. Love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, we are, Carlito, have we got the song working?
We're going to open the lines.
Okay. Well, this is R&B Thursdays with Aisharee, and we are about to open the lines because I know that there is someone out there ready to ask these guys some questions.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, I just want to say this, D4L, and the other artists as well, Ivan. It's like you got a lot of people online. They are not. They scared to come on and ask questions, but they let me read something in the back room what they said. They said the first one they was on Ivan. They was like, oh my God, they was loving his voice and this and that, and so he got a lot of feedback on that. You brothers just now with what you just did, everybody is talking about your harmony. And I just had to say that. So I guess I'll have to be the first one to ask the question, and then let Aisharee ask the question. So brothers, you said you started out as solo artist. My first question to you, and I got two. My first question to you is, how was the transition going from a solo artist to a group?
Honestly, it seems easy, especially like with us three. We've been fans of each other's music for so long as solo artists and always loved each other's creativity. So when, you know, we came about to actually do music together, it was like it was easy. It was like we all had the same passion, same love for music, so why not share the stage and do half, you know, we could do half the work now, you know what I'm saying? Because it's on our, we put each other, hold each other accountable, and we got each other back, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about having background singers, we got each other, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
I hear you. I like that. Sheree, can I ask one more question?
Of course you can. Go ahead.
Okay. Brothers, my last question. You brothers named some pretty heavy hitters that y'all opened up for. And all of these guys, they had the harmonies too. You said Next. Who else? You had
Blackstreet.
Oh my goodness! Come on, man. So let me ask you this: do you guys have a certain pattern of inspirational artists that y'all kind of like mold yourselves after?
I wouldn't pretty much put us behind nobody, but we definitely respect the people who paved the way for us. I'll put it that way. Boys and men, you know, we get at each other all the time about that. We need, like, I'll say, like, this Vanessa Richardson, I'll say something like, oh, we need to do something like Boys and Men or something like that, and they're like, no, we need to do it like Brothers for Life. So we always push each other to be a better us, you know what I'm saying? Because our harmonies, you know, we JL go hard with, you know, with our vocal work. So, you know what I'm saying? JL, he go real hard with us with our vocal work and make sure we on point and we have a unique sound. So definitely.
That don't take away from the people that, like I said, they paved the way. We definitely respect everybody's craft. So we never think that we're better than anybody or none of that. We're just trying to be us, pretty much.
Wow. I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Because, okay, do y'all do any dancing, like, or do y'all just sing together?
We dance.
I know y'all are all three good-looking guys, so it's like, okay, can we just, like, see the dancing and all of that type of stuff? Do y'all have any videos like that?
we haven't put people took video footage of us. We haven't, like.
Yeah, we have our dance steps.
We definitely got some dance steps. It's funny because when we went to the Summerfest and we had our little routine together, who was it? Blackstreet came up and was stealing our moves, and we was like, okay, we know they've been in the industry for a while, so it's like, okay,
yeah,
we on the right track with it, you know what I'm saying? They stole a couple of moves. So you know,
I like that.
So So it was fun. It was fun.
Now, I personally met Teddy Riley when I was in the mall. So it was like, I mean, my friend introduced me to him. At that time, I did not know who he was. I'm like, I didn't want to say, who are you? I just shook his hand
right.
and said, hi, I'm Alicia or A. Cherie or, you know, whatever. And I was like,
right.
and he looked at me like I should have known who he was. And then I thought about
right.
it. Everybody was asking for pictures with him.
Right.
Oh, I felt so bad. I felt totally bad after the fact when I looked at the Black Street CD, which was one of my favorite CDs.
Right. right.
And was like,
no,
yo,
right.
that was Teddy Riley. Okay. Well, anyway, we are going to have to keep it locked. Oh, I would like you to tell the listeners how they can find you guys on social media.
Our Twitter is B4Life585.
It's B and then the number 4, and then Life, L-I-F-E, 585.
Thing with Instagram. B4Life585, and then our Facebook is B4-Life.
So B, then the number 4, dash, then Life, L-I-F-E, on Facebook.
Great.
And if they inbox us, they will get a response right on the wall. They will get a response. We on that heavy.
Okay, I'm going to have to go ahead and friend you guys, like, tonight, so... I'm going to be waiting on that copy. All right. All right. Keep it locked, because next we have an awesome interview with Tupac Shakur's cousin, Revelation. This is R&B Thursdays with A. Cherie. Let's go to the break.
I'm ballin', I wanna dance all night on this moonlit night. Cause the time's just right, sweetest thing I ever seen in my whole life. It's my baby's being born, what a beautiful sight. Giving new life, like Sonic cold pipes on a brand new car. A dot in the sky, but I'm bigger than the sun. I'm not trying to make you motivated by the mess. But you know who, to who it may concern. You suckers gon' learn. You messin' with a soldier, Vegas high roller, drive a Range Rover, I get the cold shoulder. You never really know a person till you older. I used to drink soda, now I'm on that wonder. I blow a little dozer, don't get enough exposure. But I'm getting closer, and closer, and closer. Say part of Minnesota, Georgia to Florida. It's renegades running through the Everglades. Headed to Miami on a mission, drive a plane. On the scene, TNT, showtime, it's both time to shine like a diamond. Entertaining rhyming, by my rebel attitude and my rude way to make life a
to the fullest.
Come on,
to the fullest.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is R&B Thursdays with A. Cherie. I hope you've enjoyed our show so far just as much as I have. Later on in the show, please do not turn down your radios. Please do not cut off your computer screen, whatever you're listening to our show in. Please do not turn it off, because at the end we're going to have a couple of shout-outs from our guests. Adding to our musical flow today, I will like to introduce a hip-hop lyricist by the name of Revelation. Now, Revelation, I want to say he brings us back to true hip-hop. If you have not heard his music, it's imperative that you do. I'm just saying. Hey, Revelations, how are you?
Yo, what's up, boo? I'm good. How y'all doing today?
I'm totally good. Totally, totally, totally good. Please let the listeners know a little bit about you and what you are currently working on.
Okay, yeah, no doubt. You know, well, my name is Revelation. You know, I was born in Alabama, raised in both Alabama and Georgia, partially California. Let me see, I'm with Machiavelli Music Group. You know what I'm saying? Distributed by Del Jam Universal. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on two movies, and one of them is called Life Without Hope with the best-selling author, Leo Sullivan. And the other one is called My Sister Prayers. That's with the number one best-selling author, Shea Golden. And, you know, I'm just working on my double disc album, The Seventh Sign, which will be out this year. You know what I'm saying? And just working on a lot of different things with a lot of different people. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my people that I'm working with. You know, my managers, Russell Jefferson, Freddie C. You know what I'm saying? And they held me down. You know what I'm saying? And everybody that's on my label. You know, my brother, you know, B-Neezy, you know, Swish. You know what I'm saying? They on my album. And let me see. Who else on my album, man? Big Pile, you know what I'm saying? That Big Pun people out of New York, you know what I'm saying? We got a song called History in the Making that's going to be on the album, you know what I'm saying? And let me see, it's the Outlaws, you know what I'm saying? R.P. the Fatal, you know what I'm saying? R.P. the Pac and Yacht, you know what I'm saying? They're going to live on regardless of what, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going to make sure of that, you know what I'm saying? Let me see who else gonna be on here, man. Let me see. Kyle from Jagged Edge gonna be on there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Dave Tolliver gonna be on there. From Men at Large, gonna be a lot of people, man. It's some sign. I'm gonna be very interesting. Believe that.
Wow, I'm excited because I was listening to your songs earlier today from the links you sent me yesterday. Oh, my goodness. You remind me so much of the style and the flow of Tupac. I mean, it's not, and I'm like, wow. I mean, I haven't heard music like this come out, like, for a minute. And I love me some Tupac. Like, for real, I listen to Survivor. I listen to, Survive, I'm sorry. You and Only You. I listened to I've Been Struggling. I wanted to go through the whole list, to be honest.
Right.
I was like, man, there's 30 songs on here.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to do a double disc mixtape album, man. You know what I'm saying? I just get it away for free. You know what I'm saying? That's back to my fans and all the people that love me. You know what I'm saying? I love them back. You know what I'm saying? I had to get it away like that, you know. And then I had to show, you know what I'm saying, my labels, you know what I'm saying? I thank them as well. You know what I'm saying, for giving me the opportunity. So I got to give back to the people that helped me get out there as well.
Yeah, I mean, are you really, how excited are you about Homeless Women and Children Benefit Show?
Man, I'm so excited about that, you know what I'm saying, because I get a chance to meet different souls. And to me, that's what it's about. It's about, it's not about the flesh that you meet. You see what I'm saying? It's about the different souls that you meet. You see what I'm saying? Because even your soul are close. You see what I'm saying? Which is your flesh. You see what I'm saying? The bones just holding the flesh up. So I mean, to me, you know what I'm saying, just to meet a different soul and to help somebody else, family, that I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? That the people that's around me that's going to be at that event don't even know. You know, and just for us to do that and to be a part of that, to witness what God would do personally himself if he was walking on the land today. You see what I'm saying? It makes me feel good, not only for women and children, but for the men that's homeless as well, who going to be hungry, that's going to be coming out too. I mean, those are souls, you see what I'm saying? Because if we didn't have no voice box, you know what I'm saying, in our throat, you wouldn't be able to hear me. Just a microphone and a boom box I'm talking to. You see what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
That's the only way you can be able to hear my soul. You see what I'm saying? So for me to be able to interact and encounter with different souls and be able to hear them and see them, you know what I'm saying, and talk with them to heal their soul. You see what I'm saying? It just makes me feel good on the inside as well as on the outside. It's going to bring a great joy to my heart. Seriously.
Wow, Revelation. You're very spiritual. I feel it. I feel it in you. And just from talking to you, I talked to you yesterday, and just from talking to you today, oh my goodness, this is awesome. I really am, you know, happy to speak with you.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm here.
You're welcome. Can you tell us what this event actually really means to you? I know you just said that, but tell us something.
This is Carlito. Let's see if he could just give us a quick 16, and then we're gonna play a song, and then we'll come back and do your shout outs.
Great.
I want to answer her question first, if y'all don't mind.
Okay, hey, go ahead.
Okay,
yes,
no problem.
Okay.
All right,
now,
tell us what this event means to you.
Okay, it means me being the person that I am, and which is a regular soul like everyone else is, no matter my family legacy, wherever I came from or whatever. I mean, just me being able to be of some help to other people that's around me, such as ourselves, even as me being on this radio station right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm helping both of us, you know what I'm saying, one way or another. You see what I'm saying? It's just going to be the same way whether I go support. I don't look at them as homeless people.
Uh-uh.
I really look at them truly as a soul. You know what I'm saying? Because you got people, you know what I'm saying, who stay in our house. That's damn near homeless. You see what I'm saying? That you know, that may not even be homeless, you know what I'm saying, to other people, but on the inside of themselves, they like, I'm on the brink of being out on the street. You know what I'm saying? You never know who you going to need. So that means a lot to me to go out to this event to be able to help someone else's family sincerely, you know what I'm saying, and they family member may not even know that they even in this position because they don't want to even let them know. But for me to be able to be with y'all and this whole team and this movement that we going to be at, you know what I'm saying, August 1st or whatnot, to be able to help them with that next meal, to help them finish going down that journey that they going on when other people may have closed the door on them. Because
that's what I'm talking about.
As homeless. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Okay, yeah, you don't want to run out too much time. So, can you give us the 16 bars?
Yeah, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said,
You ain't gotta believe in me, I believe in myself. And all the powers of God, gonna get my shit out the shelf. Gonna get my shit out the shelves. And hear the man who will make to all the levels I'm on. Then got them shaking to make a lot of false allegations that made me conquer the nation. But all the faking and hating that got me filled up, I'm chasing all of my dream motivation to all my life confirmation. My non-believers is wasting time out they lighting that good gracious. I'm so focused, I'm patient because I know I'ma make it. But they don't believe in themselves. Who gon' believe they gon' make it? Not me or no one that's spacious will let you ever forsake. We out here handling business. You sitting up moping and hating. Hey, man.
Yeah. Awesome.
Straight up.
This
okay,
hey,
Sheree, why don't you? Go ahead.
Revelation, this was really an awesome opportunity to speak with you tonight. And you'll be, and I know that you'll be bringing the biggest hip-hop spirit to this event. And we are about to play one of your tracks. Can you please let us know?
Well, yeah, but what
we're going to
do now, let's just open the lines to your people. Let them give a quick shout-out because you ain't got much time. All right?
Okay, cool.
Okay, well, let's open the lines. This is R&B Thursdays with A'Sheree, and the lines are now opening for any questions for Revelation.
What we doing? You got your guests on the line. Okay, let me help you out real quick. This is Carlito, and I'm this executive here. We got Ivan. Tell your people, man. Give your people a shout out real quick. Okay, Ivan on the line. All right, well, we got D4L. Go ahead and holler at your people real quick.
5 Rochester, New York, upstate. And shout out the whole ATL, man. Like, thanks for having us. We appreciate y'all.
Okay. Is Ivan on the line? Ivan, go ahead and give your people a shout out, big brother. All right, then. Okay, we got you, Rev. Go ahead, baby. Give that shout out.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. I'm going to shout out the whole world, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to shout out, you know what I'm saying, all my people that are doing their thing. I'm going to shout out my labels, you know what I'm saying? I want to name specific people, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want to forget nobody and they feel some kind of way. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to say shout out to my whole family, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my friends, all my loved ones, all my fans, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that called in on the line, everybody that had a message on here today. You know what I'm saying, that God had them to deliver today. You know, that's a blessing to the table. And, man, you know, shout out to all the groups that was on here with us. Shout out to the radio station, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Shea, you know what I'm saying, A'Sheree, you know what I'm saying, and Carlito, you feel it. Shout out to all the people that's up there in NY, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, man, you know, the whole world, man. I got many shout outs. I just don't want to forget nobody's name, you know what I'm saying? That's why I want to say it specifically, you feel it? Because, you know, you can kind of go ahead and rush and say it, you know what I'm saying, for the air cut off. So I don't want to forget nobody. So all my loved ones, family, friends, you know what I'm saying, my record label, my managers, everybody, you know what I'm saying, the radio station, everybody's going to be at the event on August 1st. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be there. Y'all be there with me. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Polo and them. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it up at the pool party, man. You know what I'm saying? On the 26th. You know what I'm saying? And everybody is going to be there. Zaytoven, Cassius J, DJ Polo, DJ Jelly. You know what I'm saying? Me. A lot of people that's on that list. You know what I'm saying? TJ, DJ. Everybody that's gonna be there with me, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna have a ball. You know what I'm saying? Real still. My love.
Let's see if Ivan is on. Ivan, are you on? Well, Sheree, it's time for you to give your shout out, baby girl.
Okay, well, I want to shout out to all my family and friends. Everybody following me. Everybody following the show. God, my Most High. Who's my best friend. I would like to give a shout out to my son, who's back there messing with grandma right now. So, but that's my shout out for today, Carlito. Everybody on the line. This was a wonderful interview, and I really appreciate you guys. So that's my shout out.
And if, and if you don't mind, because and the only reason that I'm online like this right here, once again, I'm Carlito, and I have been elected to run the board. This is her first show, everyone. This is Aisha Ree's first live show, rather. She's been impeccable with all of the shows that she's had. She introduced me to D4L. D4L, let me tell you something, brothers. Your brothers is the bomb, man. You got a fan in me, man, and I'm not just saying that. Let me tell you something. I'm like the Black Simon. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't no good, I'm gonna be like, look, you need to, right. You need to go back in there and practice a little bit.
Right.
But you really held it down, man. Yeah, you really held it down, and you got a fan for life. Rev, you already know how me and you go. We go baby.
I want to do a song with old buddy and them too, man. B4L, man, and all that
Hey, Sheree, that's an exclusive on your show. You done put together.
I'm gonna definitely do a song with him, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to put it out there in the out. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. You know, I'm about that network. You know what I'm saying? Getting enough different people.
And you know what? The good thing about it though, hey Rev. The good thing about it though, the B4L gonna be down there with the homeless mothers and children benefit, baby.
Wow, that's crazy.
All of them are. You're gonna meet them all.
Exactly. But listen, and I just wanted to say, I want to let everybody know, Sheree, she's a hard working sister. She's an engineer. She's a model. She's a spokesperson now, and she got her own show. And this show is going to be the bomb. And I just want to give you a little heads up. It will go syndicated on two more radio programs. So you guys, you know, thank her because she's going to be able to get y'all out there even more to up to 200 million listeners, okay?
Right. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. And then, I want to tell them how to find me, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to tell them how to find me on the internet and stuff. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't mind.
Yes, please let us know how to contact you.
Okay, bet, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can find me, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook, Revelation Johnson, man. Y'all can find me, you know what I'm saying? Go like my fan page, Revelation, on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Go holler at me on Instagram, Revelation 1531. That's on Twitter, too, Revelation 1531. Y'all can follow me, add me.
Wait, what's your Facebook again?
Revelation Johnson.
Revelation Johnson.
That's what it's up, but you know what? You know what, fellas? You know what, brothers? Hey, Sheree gonna make. She gonna take care of all that. I know she already writing that information down. She gonna make sure that's done tomorrow. She gonna hook y'all up on the real. You know.
Right.
But I just want to thank y'all for being a part of this Hey, Sheree show, the light R&B Thursdays with Hey, Sheree.
Right.
I want to thank y'all tremendously to being a part of the Homeless Mothers with Children event that we're having in the ATL. I hope y'all brothers can ball because we got some professional women that's coming down there to try to put it on y'all on the basketball court, too.
I'm going to be out there, guys. I'm going to be playing some ball. I mean,
right,
I know how to play.
That's great. You know, I'm going to sit on the sideline and you know what I mean? I'm going to just sit on the sideline and be a fan. But I just want to thank you all for being a part of that as well. Hey, Sheree, go ahead and take your show out. Go ahead and take your show out.
All right. I would like to thank you for blessing everyone with your lyrical flow revelation. You're welcome. This is R&B Thursdays with A. Sheree. I hope that you enjoyed the show. This is a special show on Countdown to the Homeless Women's and Children Benefit Weekend, August the 1st at the Apache Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to see all of our listeners from ATL and surrounding areas to come out and support this worthy cause. Remember, breathe life, live life. A. Sheree here. See you next Thursday.
R&B on me, can you put the R&B on me? R&B on me.
come and put that R&B on me. Hey, hey,
Sheree, hey, Sheree, gonna play that new heat, gonna play that new heat, new innovative swag, new innovative swag. Keep it ringing through the street, keep it ringing through the street.
R&B on me, can you put that R&B on me? R&B on me, come and put that R&B on me.
Hey, hey, Sheree, hey, Sheree, gonna play that new heat, gonna play that new heat, new innovative swag, new innovative swag. Keep it ringing through the street, keep it ringing through the street.
Brand new artist, brand new style. R&B Thursday's popping right now. Hey, Sheree, the shawty on key. She keep the internet radio locked down. Lights, camera, action. Interview smashing. For new scoops, listen to lights, camera, fashion. For be a local artist or an up-and-coming actress. No discrimination, entertainment for the masses. Tune in at 7, cause she gon' be dropping them jewels. I'm talking about exclusive, exclusive R&B music. So tell your mate, get in the mood. You think that you hot? Then turn in your zone. R&B though, let me tell you where to go. Lights, camera, fashion, radio.com. And you might get played on the Aisha Ree show.
Yeah, R&B on me. Can you put that R&B on me? R&B on me. Come and put that R&B on me.
Hey, hey, Sheree, gonna play that new heat, gonna play that new heat, new innovative swag, new innovative swag. Keep it ringing through the street, keep it ringing through the street.
R&B on me, can you put that R&B on me? R&B on me, come and put that R&B on me.
Hey, Sheree.